We're joined by Siobhan Durick from Dirk Credit Union, and there's papers and things rusting here and all that. And Siobhan, while you're getting ready there, I just, on my own behalf, as PRO of Clare Dama Festival and on behalf of Scariff Bay Community Radio, to thank you for your sponsorship of our radio festival, which ends next Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going well, is it, Tom?
It's going very well, yeah.
We've had 20,
yeah, 20 entries, yeah.
Very good. No, we're always delighted to support local community and local events, and works both ways. And you know, you're great to support us, and obviously both being community volunteer organisations.
That's what it's all about.
We help each other.
Exactly. So you have buckets of money down there in the credit union, have you?
Well, no. Well, we have money to give out.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I thought maybe you were referring to the cash draw, but
yeah, we'll get to that now in a second.
Yeah, we do. We have money to lend. Like most financial institutions, we have the opposite problem at the moment, in that we're getting too much savings and not enough
borrowers.
Yeah. And you know, like any business, it's the borrowers that are going to, you know, support us and keep the doors open and keep your credit union in your local community.
And what sort of projects would you be encouraging people to borrow money for now?
Well, the most obvious are cars and home improvements for us.
Getting a bit nearer to the microphone there if you have. Yeah,
the cars are always a good look. Yeah. Good loan for us, and now
we're hearing your theory. Yeah.
And the home improvements, but also we do education loans. Cultivate farm loans have been offered now for the last 3 years, so they're going well as well. I mean, being in a good farming community, but I suppose the big one for us at the moment is we've just launched a first time borrowers loan, which has a fantastic low interest rate of 5.95%. It's just to encourage, you know, and help out those first-time borrowers that maybe need their
car. And is there a limit on the amount of people who can borrow?
They can borrow up to 10,000.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily for a car, it can be for any purpose, but it just maybe for those younger people or people who have never kind of borrowed from us before. It's also a good way of getting a good credit rating, you know, building up your credit score for when you'd need it later on.
For the bigger items.
And
you have members all over East Clare, and you have a good footprint in Killaloe Ballina as well, don't you?
Yeah, we have another office there in Killaloe and Ballina. So, yeah, Ballina, Killaloe would go down as far as Bridgetown, O'Brien's Bridge. And our common bond then, or, you know, the area that we can operate in, would go right up as far as Killinena, the border of Whitegate, you know, Galway border. So, yeah, we can cover a wide area and open to all.
Good, indeed. So this is your quarterly draw, isn't it? This is your Easter draw that we're about to host live.
Yeah, well, it kind of came to a standstill this time last year, like everything else. And because usually for this draw, the computer generates 10 names for the people that have opted into it. And then we would have always had those 10 people into our office where we do the actual draw to find out how much they win. So
you tell me this now, people have to opt into this draw.
Yeah, not every member is automatically, because it costs £7.50 per draw. So obviously we have to get authority from people to take the money from their account.
Yes.
So it's £7.50 the morning of each draw, so that we know whoever money we take is actually in the draw that morning.
Yeah.
And that 10 names then are generated.
Yeah, so you're effectively buying a ticket for £7.50.
Yeah, yeah. I think the other day now there was 710 members now that were eligible to be in the draw today, and we have 10 lucky winners' names in the capsule. So they're aware that they're...
10 people know who they are.
10 people, and hopefully they're all listening in this morning now, anxious to be, get on with it and tell me what I've won.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So will you just detail the prizes that you have for us?
Yeah,
then?
So we
that you have for the members?
We start from 250.
Yes.
And there's two 250s, two 300s, two 350s, then we take a jump to a 550, a 650, 850, and then the big prize of 1,500.
That's a sizable amount of money.
It is nice to be winning, yeah.
It is.
And the way we do it is that we'll put the capsules into the pot now, and we start to fill from the highest down to the lowest. So the first capsule pull will be the 1,500.
But we won't announce that.
But we won't know. So we'll go from the top down, and then we'll announce from the bottom up. You don't want to hear your name for a while.
So will we take Trust Patricia as our independent observer, as I say?
We will. Or we might even take a capsule out and put it into the envelope, and Tom, you might read out the names then as they come out.
Exactly. All right. Yeah,
okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll be racking the box now and decide people's fate for today. Okay.
10 great capsules with names inside.
Yeah. So do you want to start pulling them? So our 1,500.
That's going into the 1,500 bag.
And we'll take. So we're now putting in our 850.
650. 550. Yeah, that's the one.
We'll take two for the 350. Two for the 300. And two should be remaining for the 250. Now, Tom, we'll start reversing the order.
All right, then.
I'll start opening them for you there if you want to start.
Do you want to write them down then as we do it or something like that? So this is the first of our 250 euro prizes. This capsule, does it screw off? It does.
Yes.
I was trying to pull it off there. It doesn't work that way. Now, a little piece of white paper. You know the way they have the draw for the All-Ireland's quarterfinals and semi-finals and all that? And the name I have here is Brendan Ryan.
Well done, Brendan. Yeah. 250.
Euros. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where to get the next one then is... No, I might get my pronunciation wrong on this one. It's Raquel Valpini Cox.
Very good. That's 250 as well.
So we're moving up to the 350s now.
300, isn't it?
300, yeah. This is the first. Mary McNamara. Congratulations, Mary. You're the winner, the first of our 200 euro winners. You get mesmerized with all the empty capsules and. Now, this is the second of our 200 euros, isn't it, here, that I have here now? And this name is Mary Collins.
Well done, Mary.
Yes. I'll give you that piece of paper
now.
That's
it, the 300, and now we're into the 350.
350, and this is Bridget Haskett.
Well done, Bridget.
Congratulations. Are we still at the 250s now?
250, yeah.
Yeah, this is the last of our 250s. Let me get this piece of paper now. Cecily Lockman. Congratulations, Cecily.
350.
So if your name hasn't been called out yet, things are beginning to, the excitement is beginning to warm up a little bit. This is the next one is...
Do we need a drum roll at this stage?
I think so.
All right. Then the next one is for what? That I have here now.
You have the 550. 550
euros. Let's get this piece of paper out here now and open it. And it's well folded up, this one. Fergus Barrett. Congratulations, Fergus.
Well done, Fergus. And 550. And now we have 650.
Yeah. 650 for this one. Bridget Minogue.
Well done, Bridget.
Congratulations, Bridget. Wonder where the party would be tonight.
No. Yeah. Well, we can't hear about it if there is.
We don't want to know.
No, we don't want to know. And this is the 850.
Oh, we're really moving up now. Really moving up. 850. Siobhan Giblin. Congratulations,
well
Siobhan.
Well done, Siobhan. Yeah. And...
The big one.
The big one.
So
the person who's delighted.
The person who's out there, you know who you are. We don't know who you are yet, but we'll
the temperature's
at least
rising.
It is. So for the 1,500 euros prize in the Easter draw, this will be buy you some amount of Easter eggs now. Let's get this piece of paper. Anne-Marie O'Brien. Congratulations, Anne-Marie.
Very good. Well done, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. So
congratulations to all. And if you want to be in the next draw to win any of these amounts of money, just opt in. Fill in a form in either office in Killaloe or Scariff, and our next draw will be in 3 months' time.
Summertime,
yes. And hopefully you will be able to party by
that's
then.
That's what I was going to say, party time as well, or barbecue time or something, that we might all have got a little bit of vaccine on board by then, you know.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, hopefully in 3 months' time, we'll have a lot more rolled out. Yeah.
How are you coping with COVID from a business point of view? Are you keeping the office open?
Yes, well, we've closed the office on a Wednesday and a Saturday just to kind of lessen the business hours and lessen the traffic, and just gives us a bit more time to do a thorough clean, and because there's
deep clean
kind of 2 days, you know, and then there's a lot more back office stuff going on because a lot more transactions now are being done online. So it takes a bit of time to get that processed in the back.
At this stage, you have reasonable full facilities for online banking.
Full online banking facilities. You can transfer in, transfer out. We have the mobile app. We've added a new feature this year where there's a pay button on our website that you can use your debit card to pay into any account. So for a grandparent that knows their child has a, or grandchild has a credit union account, you can lodge their few quid for their birthday into their credit union account. Or, you know, it's just cashless way of doing things. So yeah, there's lots of ways that we can, you can do transactions with us now without having to come in.
Yeah, the volume of cash handled has gone way down, I'd say, in the last 12 months, has it?
Not necessarily, no.
I know the volume of cash I'm handling has gone way down anyway.
Just having handled
100 euros in the last 12 months.
Really?
Yeah, all cards.
We would still be a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Even to the extent now, unfortunately, we had to put a limit on the amount of cash coming in, because it will all be explained to everyone in the AGM notice that's going out next week. But we've had to put a limit on the savings, as most credit unions have had to do. It was just a necessary move, but unfortunately there's just too much cash in the country and not enough people borrowing.
What a good complaint.
Spending, but that'll change.
It'll swing the other way, generally we, you know, the footfall is still very good and still people borrowing and buying their cars and doing their home improvements while they have time to do them, and hopefully as the weather gets better people will continue to do that.
And, exactly. You know. Yeah. And congratulations to all the winners today. So they'll be hearing from you shortly, will they?
They will. I'll be giving them all a ring Monday morning just to clarify what they've won and how to collect the cheque.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Well done to all. Yeah. I'm sure it'll brighten everyone's weekend.
And congratulations to everybody.
our pleasure here on Scariff Bay Community Radio to host the draw for you.
It's great. So it's worked out, you know, great now that we started doing it. As I said, we used to love to have people in and be able to have the draw line. But I mean,
something.
This is definitely working out great. And it's great.
And thanks again, Zed, for your sponsorship for this radio station on an ongoing basis and for our Radio Drama Festival that's running at the moment. So it's much, much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.